coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour. Great talk show host syndicated on quite a few AM and FMs across the country and XM and Sirius. She'll be on with us. We'll continue with some calls and just a host of news, including attacks on the First Amendment. Right now, we are taking phone calls. Bethany, in Maryland, you are on the air where mainstream news reported the Army was spying on the Tea Parties because we're enemies of America. But, of course, the Army's been ordered to spy on the Army, too, by the criminals running the government, because they say people that love freedom and the Second Amendment are terrorists now in America. And the cat is out of the bag. Bethany, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good. Good to be here with you on this Friday.
Sweet. Listen, you are just the best. I get such joy listening to you every day. I'm addicted to your program. I've just come upon you recently. My husband's going crazy because all I want to do is listen to you night and day. The kids are like, oh, no, not Alex Jones again, Mommy. But it's all good. It's all good. One of the things that I wanted to ask you is something that's very troubling to me, the Codex Alimentarius. I never hear any sort of discussion taking place about that and its implementation.
Well, we just talked about the bill to restrict and shut down organic farms, small family farms, animal ID, premises ID, SWAT teaming, organic egg sellers on the side of the highway, SWAT
right.
teaming food pantries. Codex Alimentarius is admitted. The UN has the meetings. Like you'll see a blurb in the news like, oh, vitamin B now can't be over the counter. The government
exactly.
wants to make it, you know, be a prescription. That's what's, or they go out and patent vitamins and say, just like they patent seeds and say you can't have them. So, yes, it's a big deal and it's happening. These are monopoly men. The globalists want monopolies and big government can enforce their monopolies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you have a comment on it? Go ahead.
Well, my comment is that I'd love to hear a little bit more about it because the readings that I've found is that it's supposed to be implemented globally December 31st, 2009. And I guess what that entails is mandatory antibiotics and bovine growth hormones in all food animals, that nutritional supplements will be deemed harmful, like you were saying. We won't have foods that are labeled anymore to tell us if they've been genetically modified. And I just don't know if they're going to be doing this like in increments or whether December 31st is going to be just an array of things that are just going to come out of a hat, so to speak.
No, everything they do is incremental. So you're hearing
okay. There
will be police officers and they're creating new divisions of land management. They're here. Oh, you didn't get the form. We're going to arrest you. How did you get into the high school fair with your pig? This is happening. Like acting like the girl's a criminal, leading her off. So just lots of enforcement, lots of swarming, and so it's all part of a larger program as the drug companies, it's basically the military-industrial complex, the drug companies, the media complex, and that's all owned by the big banks. They just create money out of nothing, and then we pay interest on the debt they create out of nothing. And so they're just incrementally doing it, but the incrementalism is sped up. Before it was like this, and now it's going like that, and soon it's going to be going, it's just going faster and faster, like a dynamo or the RPMs in your car. They kind of had 1,000 RPMs and 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000, and now the thing's about 10,000 RPMs. I mean, this is serious.
Uh-huh. And we purchase organic milk. We live in Maryland. We purchase the milk from Pennsylvania. There's an Amish farmer that comes down and delivers it. And an array of different products.
People kind of mentioned that it was going. I was about to say we kind of got mentioned after they were already cases. They had stakeouts at the farmers market in Austin for the Amish coming and literally like a drug deal. The fresh milk that everybody used to be able to get that's statistically a lot safer. Let me guess, what happened? He can't bring the milk now.
Well, interesting enough, there was the Pennsylvania Department of Ag has followed him. I guess he's been harassed. They've been harassing him for the past year.
Oh yeah, there's secret police everywhere, ma'am, on every issue. They're calling organic milk terrorism in some of these documents. I'm not joking. They call that the farm terrorism. So listen, God bless you. We'll be right back with Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, syndicated talk show host Raleigh James is our guest. You can check out her website, Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. You can hear her no matter where you are on XM channel weeknights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on Talk Channel 158. And I was just on there with her last week. I remember being in college. And I'd bring my old radio with me out of the apartment pool, me hanging out, talking to the college girls out there, suntanning with listening to Raleigh James, thinking what a great talk show host she was. Back when, you know, you're talking the early 1990s, right when Clinton got in, about Clinton being a murderer and mean Arkansas and cocaine dealing. And let me tell you, you weren't hearing this anywhere on talk radio in the country. And the New World Order, and I'd already read about it and knew about it some, and I would say she got into the mix as instrumental in me going, yeah, I want to get on the air and talk about this stuff. And I was taking some RTF then and then got an Access TV show, and then the rest was history. But it's great to have her on with us for the next 51 minutes. We'll take some calls later in the hour. I got a bunch of news I want to cover with her. But Raleigh James, good to have you here with us.
It's an honor, Alex. Only for you would I wake up at the crack of noon.
You are something else. You know, you've been doing talk radio for quite a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, over 20 years exclusively talk, and radio over 40 years.
Wow, so you've been doing that since you were a schoolgirl, basically.
Yes.
I guess Limbaugh's been doing it since he was like 8 years old. Raleigh, let's talk about, well, I mean, so much is going on. If I was guessing What are you going to bring up first, since I haven't talked to you today? Is it the federal report saying the veterans and gun owners are the number one terror threat, or is it the White House openly announcing they want to license all Internet reporters and basically shut the web down, or is it the IMF and World Bank saying we're in a depression? What's most important to you right now?
Well, probably the thing that is always most important is the myth of the free press and why they want to continue that myth. And the folks who are thinking in terms of fairness doctrine, forget it. They are after the Internet. And the Rosa Brooks article that you have on Infowars.com is one tactic. They'll do anything they can. And I think that people are being led astray. For instance, I found the coverage of the Tea Party's interesting. And regardless of what people think in terms of whether that worked, didn't work, who was there, whether it was well-intentioned, the issue is immediately it was brought up, oh, this is Fox News. And the fascinating part to me on that is that to a good degree, they believe every bit of it and they want to make sure that the myth of the free press continues, that we don't have that coverage. They are much more afraid of you long term than they'll ever be afraid of Fox News.
Well, that's why Fox News is trying to act like us now. I mean, you've been talking about this a lot longer than I have, and accurately, and suddenly they're saying, oh, there's a new world order, there's a global currency, but don't worry, Rick Perry and the Republicans will save us, when they're bought and paid for by the same people. So now that the Republicans are out of power, they can pose as the opposition, because, but that does show that now, though, that they know the opposition to the new world order is there, so now a major party is trying to camouflage themselves like us. I mean, this is a threat and a danger, but isn't it also very positive that they're now having to legitimize us?
That is positive, but until we see any of the talking heads awaken and say they're Republicrats and Demopublicans and this is going on above it, and until they say, yeah, the Federal Reserve, we understand, but let's look at the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, until they're on that level, then really they're still a tool.
Oh, by the way, it's back there in my office. You're like, Alex, of course you know about the International Bank of Settlements document where they admit in 2006 they were engineering this, and I said no, and then you emailed it to me, and it was off their website, and that's going to be in the new film, but that shows none of us know it all or even half of it, so maybe we should cover that later. Yeah, these guys are right out in the open about what they're doing. Let's get into the Internet first, though. You had a caller on your show when I was on there a few days ago, and he said, I just don't believe you, Alex, that they could shut the web down or they're taking it over. And I said, I'm reading you the bill, sir, where they say they're going to make all the private companies have NSA hubs in them to be able to shut the web off. That's in the bill. Senator Jay Rockefeller says he wants it. And the guy just said, I can't believe you. They can't shut it down. And you explained to him they could, and they are moving towards that. Why do you think people, A, are in such denial, and B, do you want to explain to them, because I thought you did it really well, better than I would, how they can control the web and some of the different tactics they're using?
Well, I think people are in denial because it's a very comfortable place to be. If you wake up, if you start to listen to your show, Alex, and you listen just for a week, unless you're fully brain dead, it has agitated you to the point to realize that your world is not as you think it, and maybe you'll have to get involved. And people don't want to get involved. So the first thing they want to do is shoot the messenger. Oh, if it's coming from Alex or coming from Raleigh, then I don't have to believe it. So that's a human nature thing in terms of why they're there. But the most dangerous thing about the plan, and it is a plan, and it will happen, to control, if not shut down, control the Internet, which is very easy to do, is the way it's been couched as free market decisions. When Comcast was first wanting to differentiate traffic so that they could, in fact, manage bandwidth, it's one thing to say we're going to limit the bandwidth overall. It's another thing to say a packet's not a packet, and we're going to decide what gets through more quickly. And this is the whole issue of net neutrality or not. When that came up, the Federal Trade Commission couched it in very Republican terms when they said, well, this will be a free market decision. We're not going to get involved in the business practices. And the term free market, that's very comfortable to many people, libertarians included. This is not a free market decision. This is about control. And in terms of how you control it, well, the Internet is not this amorphous thing with one little connection to you and one little connection to me, the way some people believe that it's a situation where it's more of this amorphous grid. All of it travels through bigger pipes. And in fact, when we were talking about the WorldCom bankruptcy and everybody talked about dark fiber, this is at the heart of it. They weren't using it then. But the reality is you don't get from point A to point B on some little spider web network. You're going over large pipes at some point. So all you have to do is moderate that pipe. You don't even have to shut it down. Just moderate it. And anyone who doubts that, look at what's going on in Australia right now, or what's always been going on in China. Even for Google, who in many ways is the enemy, for them to get into China, they have to agree, well, we're going to limit what you can see, and it can be done with a keystroke.
And there's other stuff. You know, Google hid the most viewed videos and for a while took it off even their front page. Now they've announced, oh, we're going to be like Hulu, which is their right to do, but now they're the big dominant system. They built it on, we're free, we're open, we're never going to censor you as long as it's your own content. And so the people built YouTube, and now they've gone back and they say, oh, we're going to make all the front pages now, CBS and Sony content, and we're going to have one little link to pages that we want to show you of the general public who have pages. And so they decide who to promote and literally wall off and censor and knock down the view counters. I mean, you know, we've had videos of millions of views, and they'll just take our little ribbon away, so we go off the main page, and they now admit they're doing that. YouTube is taking the U out of tube now.
Oh, of course. And, you know, you mentioned Google, and I do call them the Antichrist in many ways, but going back to your Rosa Brooks article on how to, in fact, foster newspaper readership, if you want to put it in the best terms, Google, you've heard about their plan to promote localism. That no matter where you are, if you're looking for a news story, Google will only send you to your local paper. And that type of a relationship can only be possible, again, if it's as easy as a keystroke to control.
Well, remember, it's Yahoo and Google who have been contracted by the Chinese government to help them run the filters. Google runs the filters for China. Rupert Murdoch and News Corp runs the filters to be there, and then that still wasn't enough for the Chinese government, and they've shut some of it down. But, you know, it's Yahoo turning over people in China, sending emails to activist groups in the U.S., and then they're getting prison sentences or being executed, and Yahoo's proud of that. So to say they can't flip the same systems they built on here is a fraud when they're even announcing for our own good they're going to be doing it.
Absolutely. And the Yahoo thing was just horrendous. And, of course, major media gave that no play. But it's very simple to do. And actually, it's the business model that they have long before the censorship issue. In order for, like you were saying with your films, and it's so right, in order for them to succeed, they're going to weight the content the way they want to. And it can be done very subtly. It doesn't have to be done in such an effort where people will be saying, oh, the bootstraps got us. It can be done much more subtly than that, and it is as manipulative as anything you're seeing out of major media. The real key and the golden part of the Internet is the net neutrality part, that if you put up InfoWars and I go there, I get there on the same route as if I go to Amazon or anyone else, and other than hub control, which I'll leave out, the issue is that we're all equal. And that is the thing that absolutely the government wants to tear down, and they will do it as a free market decision. And, of course, the Googles and the Yahoos will be the leaders behind it because it benefits them.
Well, we have to fight this now because look how many crazy things are happening right now, listeners, who we thought couldn't happen before, but it's happening. The elite is collapsing. The mainline newspapers are collapsing because nobody wants to read their crap. The TV cable ratings are down. The system is in crisis. The lies are coming out. The alternative media is exploding. And so the newspaper owners have conventions and admit, and that's what the Obama administration is saying, let us start restricting free speech media. Get behind us doing this, or you're not going to have a job. So you're going to have government and the media teaming up together against the new media. The establishment can't have us on air unseating them. They're not going to go without a fight. Now, that said, I want you to talk about this and get your take on it. The people have had this taste, though, for alternative, for real variety. Do you think they're going to be able to be successful in the long run, keeping people from this information now that they've had a taste of it?
Depends how subtle they are at it. Everything they do is incrementalism, like they're taking it out of the Fabian playbook. But Their greatest fear is that the myth of the free press will become, in fact, unmasked, that we will know that it's no longer, if it's in the New York Times, that it's legit. And they are going to do anything they can to keep the average person unaware of exactly what we're talking about.
Whatever. Well, they admit the Defense Department finances most of the TV and media, and it's all fake news. So there you go, discredited there.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You can go to our website, ROLLYE.net, Raleigh.net. Raleigh James is our guest and a good radio talk show host. Anybody can hear who's got XM on channel 158 for everybody out there. She's on 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Okay, Raleigh, let's go right back to this issue of First Amendment or anything else you want to add on that front. Then I want to get into, I want to get your take on this. They're phrasing it that Obama is this wonderful guy who released the torture memos. But what he's done is come out and confirm what was already public and say they were following orders, so they're protected, reversing the Nuremberg principle of just following orders doesn't cover it when you're, say, raping people in front of their husbands to get answers, as they admit they did. Finish up any First Amendment comments, and then I want to get your take on that.
I think Obama, in addition to everything we're talking about on a personal level, has been schooled his entire lifetime to dislike and distrust the press unless he could manipulate it. And you talked very often about what he was doing on the campaign to reporters. So what they've got here is, in addition to all their plans, they have someone who's emotionally poised to implement whatever it takes.
Yeah, he really is slippery. I think he's more slippery than Bill Clinton, because it always sounds great, but when you look right below the surface, it's always 170 or 180. Sometimes it's a little true, but usually it's about 180 degrees a lie. You know, it's just totally away from the truth.
Yes.
And now I've got Democrats writing editorials attacking me. I've got one here today, and she says, yeah, he's lied about a bunch of stuff. He lied about things a little too quickly. It would have been all right if he'd lied later, but, you know, he did go back on his promises a little too quick. But still, Alex, you're the liar, but never says what I'm lying about.
Well, they have to reposition you. They have to shoot the messenger. Whenever you've got a situation where the message is irrefutable, you've got to come at it at another angle, and you know that. So demonizing you is the easiest way for them to remain in control, to make it seem that you are truly the lunatic fringe, so therefore...
But it's ridiculous, like you said, though. This lady that wrote this latest hit piece, it's from Maneater, it doesn't say anything I'm wrong about. It just says, he's a crazy, he's a nut, flying saucers. I don't talk about flying saucers.
Right, but they have to shoot the messenger. They'll claim you came off of the flying saucers if they have to.
That's a good one.
Unfortunately, it's tremendously effective, because this is what I was saying before about the myth of the free press. The bulk of the population still buys it. For instance, the people who will say, if it's in the National Enquirer, I don't believe it, but if it's in the New York Times, I do. Well, with that litmus test, I'll take the Enquirer over the Times every day of the week. But people want to remain in that comfortable place where, oh, but it's not in the New York Times. So they still have what they want. They won't for long, and they know this, and they're seeing the cracks in it. And, yeah, regardless of what they say about you for the record, they know how many people have watched your movies collectively, and they know that's in the tens of millions of people. So at this point, anything they can do to demonize you, they will, because it's the only tool they've got.
Well, I just hope it's not a prelude to something else. You've had a lot thrown at you over the years, being syndicated across the land. What is it like, though, Raleigh, to go from, well, people always listen to you because you always had the facts and were very convincing, but still, you know, some people disagreed, to where now, more and more, everything we've said is almost passé now. It's just all out in the open, but they just put a different spin on it. The establishment does, that it's a good thing.
Well, that's the key. After they're done demonizing you, the next thing is to say, well, what he's saying is all folly. Of course, this is what he thought it was, you know, but he's getting 2 and 2 to equal 22, and it's always been 4. And that's the method. And we're seeing that every day. Janet Napolitano backtracking on the DHS thing. Oh, well, no, we weren't actually trying to demean the military. You know, in other words, reposition it. If they can't reposition you, the next thing they have to do is reposition the message.
But that's what a real tyranny does, is it starts spying on its own military and police, and we know they've been doing that all along. I don't see things going too well for the New World Order, though. I mean, I think it's going to be a rough ride, but I think they're in trouble. What do you think?
Well, the more people awaken, the more they are. And you see that worldwide. The thing that they're very much afraid of is that as people are personally hurting, human nature takes over. And just like the riots across the world where they said, hell no, you're not going to import foreigners to work here. We need these jobs. People do turn to self-protection. And that's a great fear. So they know what they're up against. But, you know, I mentioned the Fabians earlier, and you've talked about them a lot, too. The incrementalism, do everything in small increments. Well, what's happened now is we're on an exponential multiplier. We're now at the point where, in fact, it can be implemented. And so a lot of people are going for it. Do it all now. And you saw that with a lot of the early, well, you're still seeing it, but the really early legislation out of Obama. Get it all in now.
All right, long segment coming up. We'll also take a few calls, 1-800-259-9231. He's Raleigh James, Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Spinning to the dark void of space. I'm sitting here talking to Raleigh James. I'm in Austin, Texas. Got people listening all over the world. The establishment doesn't like this. They call the internet the worldwide wiretap. They want to build the grid, get us used to using it, get us addicted, just like YouTube is a microcosm, then take the freedom away, kick us off, and then that's the whole system. And that's basically what's happening. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Raleigh, you know, there's so much going on. I shouldn't just be throwing out the questions here. What are some other subjects you think are important to get into? And that said, before we get into that, I think they've really miscalculated with these reports coming out saying the troops are the number one threat, gun owners are threats, people buying ammo are basically terrorists, pro-lifers are basically terrorists, people against open borders are basically terrorists. I mean, the secret police are really getting exposed right now.
They are, but it's a great indoctrination tool because they'll backpedal from this. In other words, put the worst possible spin on it. Oh, no, no, but that's not what we mean. Now, here's why we're saying this. And the other day when I heard the comment about, well, we have to look at the military because look at Timothy McVeigh. And I thought to myself, well, let's take that logic now and let's just consistently expand it and say, well, if we're looking at the military because of Timothy McVeigh, then we've got to look at the federal central government because of Adolf Hitler. So, you know, the reality, though, is that they will give you, the worst shock. And then when they pedal back, people say, oh, see, it's not that bad. That's really what's happening. So I'm not sure they miscalculated.
It's incrementalism. You think they may have been leaking some of these on purpose.
Well, I think it's very possible. And, you know, when we talk about it, you asked what's on my mind. And everybody talks about globalism, and they think about it as if it's an international thing. It's not. It's a supranational thing. There is a control level in globalism that makes the control level in our country look tame. But not only that, some of the documents I had sent you about the Bank of International Settlement, there's a lot more in this Basel II. And what's fascinating is when everybody jumped on Obama's statement, everybody in terms of like you and I and people who were awake, when it looked like, and it is, that he will go after compensation practices. Everybody thought, oh, my God. Well, that's right out of Basel II. There's three pillars. And the first one, of course, was the capital requirements, which is the way that they've decimated banking worldwide. But the next one, pillar two, is supervisory oversight. And right out of their documents, they talk about, in fact, including compensation practices as things that they need for worldwide, firm-wide governance and management.
And for folks that are hearing these technical terms and not getting it, I'm not saying dumb it down, because most of our audience knows more than we do, but for those that don't understand, they're openly announcing a new global bank of the world to fix the banking system when they created the fiat mess to begin with, and they're going to have global taxes, global regulations, global control, set the currency, set the interest rates, and they're openly announcing this. Please continue.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, for people who don't know what the Bank of International Settlements is, it's the Federal Reserve and all the central banks bank. This is the place where they go. And the reason we call it the Basel Accords is it's all coming out of Basel, Switzerland. And Basel II was implemented in steps. It actually goes back to 1999. It was accepted by our Federal Reserve and everybody else in 2005, and it dictates how they will operate. And the fascinating thing is many of the things that are most shocking coming out of Obama's mouth aren't coming from him. They're coming from Switzerland, and they're coming from, again, what's not international but supranational.
Yeah, that's right,
and
folks. So, this isn't all the countries working together. This is a global corporate web over the earth telling all the countries what to do. It's not the countries together deciding what's going to be done. It's this web telling all of us what to do. So none of the direction or will of the people is being manifested in that for all the liberals that say, oh, and it's the next phase, like Star Trek, one big world. I don't have that document in front of me because it's back there in my office from the International Bank of Settlements. Do you have that? I know it's up at Raleigh.net. For those that don't know, I mean, they say right there in their own technical language that they're going to be imploding things 2008, 2009 to bring in the next phase. There is the proof in yet another document where they're engineering this.
Yeah, I'm looking for that because I've got probably 100 pages of this. But what you were really talking about is the fact that what Basel II did, and they have it right in their documents, is that they allowed banks to dictate their own capital requirements. And they set this up, and what they pretty much had said was that everything would hit the fan by 2009 when this was implemented. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. I need to send you more documents, to say the least, because again, what we're looking at here is at first, the capital requirements, which is what we talked about on the air the other night. But pillar two is the supervisory oversight. And this is where we're going to see them call the shots for how our private CEOs are compensated. And then when you get to pillar three, if pillar two is the law enforcer, pillar three will be the handcuffs. That's when they've got the total control.
And then they've already, in 2000, had a global summit in Australia with the UN where most of the nations on the planet, all the big Western ones, signed on for global standardization for world ID. And that's really what was adopted years later in the real ID in the U.S. and England and Australia and everywhere else. We already have a global standardized system being forced in. So right when we hear there's really a national ID card, no, it's really a world ID grid. And the way they announce it is, oh, you get thumbprinted when you go to England or Germany now, and foreigners get thumbprinted here, too, with a digital biometric. It's all the same.
Oh, sure it is. And, you know, people who think that, well, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of the IMF. Well, the IMF is secondary to Basel, to say the least. And so just like when you talk about the Council of Foreign Relations, 3,000 members, yeah, well, 2,990 don't know exactly what's going on. And it's the same thing here. But the interesting thing, and you probably heard this on the news, too, is that now Bernanke says they're going to release our stress tests on our banks. And, of course, stress tests come right out of the IMF, which, of course, is dictated by the BIS, the Bank of International
Settlements. Yeah, that means your country is under receivership when this is happening. They set it up. They give you the money. They set up the Ponzi scheme. And then they come in and say what you must do with your industries, your roads. You must hand this to that corporation, to that. This is literally the looting now.
Right, right. And when we talk about, as you were mentioning, carbon taxes or energy taxes, consumption taxes, these are right out of IMF documents. And, of course, that comes, you go back further and you say, oh, it comes right out of Basel. So it's a couple-step situation. But the thing that you were alluding to earlier, this IMF document, because every couple of years they have these consultations. Well, in 2006, the Article 4 consultation on page 13, and this, again, is 2006,
yeah, say that slowly because I'm going to have my guys do a story on this. I mean, there's so many of these. I've seen many others similar, but here's just another one where you see all the premeditation. And right at this time, we're at Bilderberg where they've made the decision. We get the intel from the actual heads of all the major pyramid structures, which, again, are compartmentalized, but they all nexus in to meet and to iron things out at many meetings like Bilderberg. They were already planning it then. We came out and announced what was going to happen. It did happen. But, yeah, this is very important. Give folks where they can get this.
Okay. It's the IMF United States 2006 Article 4 Consultation Staff Report, page 13. And, again, the IMF in this report, they're not creating this. They're reporting on what is in the Basel II documents. And you can read the entire Basel II Accord. It's 284 pages, but you can read it. The original ideation, 1999, and it was approved, as I say, in November of 2005 by the member banks. And, of course, the member banks includes the Federal Reserve. So here's the IMF.
Or I could just laugh at you that's done research and say world banks don't exist and giggle, and then I could go watch the Cowboys and listen to Britney Spears.
Well, exactly. And you see, that's the way they'll do it. When we talk about one world currency, they can still call it the dollar or the yen or the euro. They can still have whatever.
That's right. At the international level, though, it's standardized. They control it. Read over that for folks.
Well, exactly. So we're, again, talking, here's the IMF in 2006, and they're referring back to what Basel is doing and what they're saying, Basel II. Bank regulators expected some decline in minimum capital requirements after the shift to Basel II norms in 2009. They acknowledge that the impact on bank balance sheets is uncertain, in part because the role of the economic cycle would only become fully evident after the system was implemented. However, capital
adequacy. Let's stop. See, they're changing capital requirements, and then leading up to 2009, they have to then gauge how bad this hurts us. As they consolidate, it's all written in lawyer speak, and that they would know in 2009, and now they do know, gauging their attack profile, their computer models, now they're fine-tuning with these G20 meetings. Please continue.
Right, and they're saying capital adequacy standards could be recalibrated if necessary as the transition to the new framework will take place over several years. And so what they're really saying, again, is what we're saying about incrementalism. Well, we know in 2009 it's going to hit the fan, therefore we'll need to recalibrate it. And, you know, when you look at it and you say, this is 2006, yeah, but when you look at where they got it, this started in 99.
Amazing. And so they're 10, 12 years ahead of this over and over and over again, 10 years from this date, but 12 years out from completion. And people will say, where's the world government when they're already issuing the new quantitative easing, their new super currency at bank-to-bank level, backed up with our tax money? My God, Raleigh, how do we get the general public to understand this and realize this? Because the average good old boy making $200,000 a year, he thinks he's part of the power elite because he goes to a once-a-year luncheon with the governor. And so he psychologically thinks he's with the big boys, and he's going to go right down the tubes the whole time thinking we're his enemy.
Well, a lot of people are smug thinking, well, that's all right. For instance, I'm just in gold. And what they're going to realize is that this control is complete. For instance, we look at gold prices, and all of us were saying gold should have been up past $2,000 an ounce by now, and we know something's going on. Well, something is going on, and that is that gold is being bought much like the mortgage securities were, and this is also by nations as well as financial entities. The Deutsche Bank, for instance, we're looking at not only people buying fractional shares of gold, which everybody knows about, the ETFs, of course, and that's an issue right there in terms of how much ETF versus how much gold COMEX has. But you get beyond the ETF and you start to get into the ETN, and this is a gold derivative. The ETN are exchange-traded notes. They are unsecured debt obligations, and they are in the absolute billions. And, of course, the entities that sell them, they don't want gold to go up. So people who think they have a way out, these are the people that I'd like to awaken first, because they know something's up. They're not completely still asleep, but they think that there's a way around this. There is no way around this but through it. And again, as I mentioned earlier with that statement, which in one way is hopeful in terms of we might have to adjust capital requirements and things of this nature, they want to continue to do it incrementally. Now, in terms of how you wake them up, Alex, you know better than anyone else, because the thing about your films is there is an entertainment component as well. I'm not saying you're doing a soft shoe, but the idea that you're presenting it in an entertaining and compelling manner. If I were to read, you know, let alone Basel II, if I were just to read an IMF accord, people would be asleep by the third page if they weren't by the third sentence. So it must be done in a way that it's entertaining and also in a way that it's relatable. So people understand, like we were saying about the Internet, for instance, it's the same exact deal here. Frame it as free market or frame it as a trade agreement.
Exactly. Well, I mean, take the establishment. They do everything that they do. Very boring, very dry. But if you know the lawyer language, it's horrifying to read what they're saying. But they say it to calm you. It's no big deal. It's some dirty old gray paper. Don't look at it. Don't, you know, never mind that sports stadium. Never mind that FEMA camp. Never mind this or that. Never mind these bills. Everything's fine. You know, they speak to our laziness. But we're designed to be like humans, where a saber-toothed cat comes running up to us and it's got big fangs and it's growling. So that's what gets us moving. And so when I show my film and play ominous music, when I show some bill to say ban guns, well, it is ominous. So, you know, that's how we take things in. I'm going to put the spooky music in there. That's what they do. They always criticize me for that. That's what they do. But I take the truth and then put it with the music or the images I think, you know, fit with it. They take their lies, and then they'll take something horrible and put happy music on it to sell the horrible. I'll take something horrible and put horrible music on it. Do you see what I'm saying?
And that's exactly what you have to do, because if you don't have that, what some people will criticize you for, the glitz and the glamour, if you don't have that, you're going to lose the people you're trying to awaken, because it's in multi-steps. Again, first you awaken them, and then they'll go into, well, there's a workaround for me, because everybody believes that it won't happen to them. And as they start to see that there's a workaround for nobody, that's when they start to realize. That's why I brought up gold a minute ago. You know, even without looking at the derivatives, if you just look at the fractional shares, right now the COMEX is trading about 32 million ounces of gold. They only have 8.5 million back in it. And again, we're not even getting to those true derivatives here. So anybody who thinks, well, I've got my cave and I've got my victory garden, and, you know, think again.
And they're not getting rid, absolutely, they're not getting rid of derivatives, because that's the big fiat weapon they use to manipulate stock markets, take over governments. It's the tsunami of liquid made-up fiat currency that everybody accepts because they're the, you know, the scammers run the governments, that they're using to buy up the world.
Well, sure. In the fourth annual BIS conference, one of the things that came out of it was that they wanted to influence asset prices. William White from the BIS, when he was talking about central bank cooperation, which, of course, is central bank takeover.
Gang raping.
Right, of course. In his fourth plank, was saying the efficient international dissemination of ideas and information that improves national policy making is a factor. But at last, the provision of international credits and joint efforts to influence asset prices, especially gold and foreign exchange, in circumstances where this might be thought useful, is the key.
Oh, it's sickening. Well, all of their lipstick on the pig, as they say, all of that is not working anymore because reality's setting into people. And the globalists, as you know, Raleigh, but some people may not know this out there, brag that they're bringing the economy down by design because we're living too well and the free market's not good. These big bankers admit they're monopoly men. They don't want free market. They love communism, socialism, fascism. And so I just want the public to know this is all by design. And a lot of, but in a way, we deserve it. I mean, we've been fat, dumb, and happy, Raleigh. And so what do you expect?
Agreed. In fact, what people need to understand is that many people think that this is kumbaya cooperation. This is not cooperation. This is control on a level that people have never seen before.
It's a bunch of rich fat cats running scams, teaming up together and literally like a gang beating the daylights out of us if we're lucky. Raleigh James, we'll take a few calls in the final segment straight ahead. Raleigh.net.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants accidents. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis.
Let's take a few calls for Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host. Got to have you back more than once or twice a year. It's always great. Margaret in British Columbia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. This is a great show. I didn't listen to your radio until about 6 months ago, and I totally agree with your guest. You get blown away. I didn't know of the BIS and CFR. Information is power. And about 3 weeks ago, I live on a little island here in BC, and I couldn't believe that a lot of the information, but about 3 weeks ago, they had the RCMP here were coming to do... Well, they said they were going to be doing security for Whistler, which they will be for the Olympics.
Now, that's the federal police.
That's right.
And now they've announced they're going to have regular army patrolling the streets of Canada, just like here.
Well, and at the same time, I found out that our government has allowed the U.S. to come in 23 kilometers as a border patrol thing. But in the meantime, they were coming over. We're a small island, about 1,000 population. And so everybody, the B&Bs and the restaurants, all hear about it. But I was really surprised because the second day that they were here, the U.S. military showed up. So I don't know. It'll be soon when they'll be checking us at our roadblocks.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. No, no. They signed deals over the last decade, but a big one last year, and Congress said we weren't informed. And, Raleigh, it's really happening to use Mexican and Canadian troops here and our troops there, and they're open. NORTHCOM's now in Canada.
Absolutely. And when the Canadians heard about it, some of them went crazy as well. These were signed without any knowledge of the general public. And sure, it's going that way. But unfortunately, you know, BC is a real great laboratory for this because there is a carbon tax. And you have things like the Vancouver Sun backing up everything that is global or social. And you're starting to see, like the woman who called, a disconnect. And that's very healthy.
But, I mean... The globalists have been denying world government. Now they're kind of admitting a little bit, but so much is still hidden. We see it because we study it. What's going to happen when they try to come right out with all of it? They're already kind of going, more than one child is bad for the carbon footprint, and we may have to watch your neighbors and you, and we may have to... But, I mean, what's going to happen when they kind of unveil even more? The public's already this mad. What's going to happen when they find out this is real tyranny? This isn't just some boss hog corruption.
Well, in terms of that, if you're thinking, well, people will awaken to the point that they will want to overthrow the government, to some degree, that is the dream of those who want to control us, because the early stages of that would be martial law and would be that bootstrap and would be, as an example...
So what is, in the last minute, Raleigh, and we're out of time, and I'll be back this Sunday, folks, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and you'll be on tonight, 9 to midnight, on XM stations. Raleigh, what is the solution in 1 minute?
Awakening and being involved, exactly what you're doing one person at a time. I wish it was sexy. I wish there was a way to do it another way. People want this great key and this great answer, but it's information, and it is starting to understand, be aware, believe, and telling the guy next to you one person at a time, and that's what your movies do so very well.
And saying no. I agree with you. I mean, people keep looking for some magic silver bullet. It's saying no. I mean, police, military, are you going to follow these illegal orders? Obama says it's okay to torture if it's an order.
Right, but it's got to get to that head count where it's the sweet point. You and I say no, we're nuts. 10 million people say no, they're a force.
I think we're getting there. That's why the neocons are trying to co-opt the Tea Party movement. Raleigh James, ladies and gentlemen, Raleigh, ROLLYE.net, up on screen from PrisonPlanet.tv. Viewers, retransmission starts now with a... I went into torture. Key information in the first hour. Restarts now at InfoWars.com. Hope all of you will continue listening. God bless you, Raleigh. Good having you on.
Been an honor and a pleasure. Thanks.
It's always an honor to have you on. Thanks for all your help and research. That's a great talk show. Super informed. There's not many like her.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.